This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bats tumble.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked?
Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA for Paris. Thank you for being in class today. We broadcast Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. And Rick Miller's going to be with us in just a couple minutes. We're connecting with him now. A little bit of difficulty. And, you know, I've been mentioning on air that, you know, what's wrong with America? And so our son went out, and I mentioned this a couple days ago, that he went out and bought some soup, and he went to Aldi. And he can't buy just one of anything. He has to buy, like, a case or two. So he bought two cases of soup. And the interesting thing was that the soup was absent one of the ingredients, and it's Italian-style wedding soup. And so in this Italian-style wedding soup, it shows these little pearls of pasta, lots and lots and lots of them. And they weren't in the can. So it was soup without one of the ingredients. So he was kind of frosted, like, why is this can have so much broth in it and so few other ingredients? Well, so I called the telephone number, but I had to look it up on the internet because normally it's on the can, not in the case of Chef's Cupboard. And that is a brand of soup that it seems to be the house brand for Aldi, A-L-D-I, the discount supermarket, if you will. The only company that Walmart is concerned about, because Aldi eats Walmart's lunch when it comes to efficiency. They have fewer employees, and they can run their whole store on 5 or 6 employees. So even the store manager is stocking the shelves, sitting at the register, and they can get you in and out faster than any other operation. Well, normally they're pretty good, except with this particular soup that they sell, it's not so good. And because it's absent one of the ingredients. And I'm looking at our telephone line right now. It's tied up, the line that I'd like to use to dial 702-672-3280, which is the telephone number for Chef's Cupboard. That's their customer line. So if you have a concern, you can call that number. And I found it on the internet. It's not on the can. Normally, when it comes to food, the numbers are listed on the can. You can call this toll-free number between these hours, and we'll have somebody help you. You know, if you call Kellogg's or General Mills or Progresso, there it is. Well, in the case of Chef's Cupboard, no, you actually have to go to the internet and look it up. So that's what I did. I looked it up, and let's see what happens. Redial.
By the way, I'm here.
Okay. Here's the number. I'm dialing Chef's Cupboard.
Thank you for calling the Chef's Cupboard. Please leave your name and number, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you, and have a great day.
That's it. So if you call Chef's Cupboard, you're going to get that message. And I've only been getting it for several days. So that's another thing that's wrong with America. You know, here we have a corporation, and it says it's one person. It's one person saying she'll get back to you. Well, that's a lie because, well, maybe she will. I can't say it's a lie. You know, hell hasn't frozen over yet. So she actually may get back to me, but doesn't seem like with any concern about urgency. So that's Chef's Cupboard. Do I recommend it? Absolutely not. Absolutely. It's crossed off our list. No more Chef's Cupboard. And maybe no more Aldi, because you can't call Aldi either. Rick, it's great to hear your voice.
Thank you. Yeah, it's great to be here again and again. What's going on with Internet? I have noticed, I don't know for myself out here, the connections are very slow. Sometimes they're iffy, like they don't work at all. Are you having difficulty like that? How come I came on late today? What happened?
Well, that's what I want to know. I don't know, Rick, but Nathan.
Yeah, there's these big questions. Is it me? Is it you? Is it Internet? What is it?
This time it was on the network, and we were having a little bit of difficulty connecting with you, but we got it. But I was reading an article last night. I don't have it in front of me, but the Sun has been acting a little weird. And
I can talk about that part. Yeah,
there's a problem with the observatory, and there are black helicopters flying over it. And they don't know exactly what's going on, but you can't get an answer out of, you know, how come these guys went offline? And so I don't know. I don't know, except the Internet has been really flaky around here. I have to reboot the router over and over and over, at least daily. And, you know, it used to be that you could leave that darn thing plugged in for months, even more than months, years, before you'd have any problems, but not anymore. So I don't know. Our infrastructure is crumbling. Yeah. Hey, you know, Rick, one of the things I was thinking about, I was complaining about Chef's Cupboard and, you know, what's wrong with America. That's a company that you can't get to the customer.
What's wrong with America? What's right with it? U.S. Postal Service.
Well, that's another thing. You want to talk about those turkeys?
Well, I'll tell you what I do know. The U.S. Postal Service is most likely the only thing our government has ever done correct. And when they made it nonprofit, and today there is legislation to try to whack that down and make it, privatize it. And the people that work at the post office, even in the adversity of overwork, limited employment, etc., they still try to do the right thing. And I have observed other countries when their postal systems go on strike. Canada, for example, when Canada went on strike, I remember anything going to Toronto was sabotaged. Now that's all changed, but I remember that the employment was disgruntled and they were going to mess it up and cause a black eye. And the U.S. Postal Service, even in the adversity of all of this, individuals wouldn't even dream. There are individuals, Seattle, I can say that Seattle has a serious theft problem because I've personally experienced it. But beyond that, you know, I'm impressed with U.S. Postal Service, and whenever I see any of them, I always wave because they are really one of the few agencies that are trying to do the right thing.
Well, I don't know, Rick. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. When we lived in Virginia, a member of our family would ship out packages, and they're very similar, and he was the highest volume shipper in this small post office. And one package would go missing, then two, then three, then pretty soon it was about 10%. And he had to go to a different post office to mail the packages because they were being stolen by the employees.
Yeah, that's what I experienced in Seattle. That's the only place. You know, Lexington is another big terminal point, Medford, et cetera. But it was Seattle is the only place in America that I've had problems. Consistent ones where there was no question there was theft. When I ship books, I do it cheapest rate, which is one of the things that makes U.S. Postal Service so cool. You can land a book at a nominal price, whereas if you wanted to ship to Canada or Europe, I mean, it costs as much to ship it as the book itself. That's why we do e-books now. And I am impressed with that part, except that when you ship book rate, it allows the Postal Service to legally open your package and inspect to make sure you're shipping what you say you are. And I have no problem with that. What I have a problem with is when they take something out and put the package back together but not return the thing they took out to look at it. That's where I have a problem. And that only occurs in Seattle. And I have lost so many things up there that now they're setting up a special sting to try to capture who's doing that in Seattle, because apparently it's not just about me. I, at one point, was being, you know, paranoid, thinking it was somebody trying to take me out like Amazon. And I had justification on that, you know, paranoia. But I now realize it's more than just me. And so something else is going on up in Seattle that's not right. And it's an embarrassment, because Seattle is where I grew up. I would have had hoped better pride. Yeah, that's a good word. You know, in terms of how you ran your shop, Seattle doesn't give a damn about that anymore because of the influx of so many different creepy values. Amazon has set up their shop there. You know, they just went to $1 trillion as the second largest corporation in America, in the world, excuse me. And I would love to see that Amazon drop to its knees and brought into true, you know, antitrust, all of it.
Well, in Springfield, Missouri, there is a U.S. Postal Service hub. And I can tell you that when packages go in, they don't always come out. And we know this. We know this. And we also know that, you know, we've been tracking some packages that have gotten lost. Our packages have gotten lost. And we know that they go into, you know, they get scanned, they leave our post office, they go to Springfield, and they get missing. How's that possible? How is it they go in, but they don't come out? Now, the postal
Hotel service, California.
It is, yeah, except they don't, they're unionized. And the union will not allow cameras. Now, if they put cameras on these turkeys that are stealing our packages, that'd be kind
that's
of nice.
That's all different. And then, yeah.
Yeah. So they won't allow cameras because, you know, it's not fair to the workers. But our packages are getting stolen, and we hate it. We absolutely hate it. So what customers now have to do is they have to overpackage. So let's say they're going to ship a small thing, let's say the size of a silver dollar. Okay. You can't just put it in a padded envelope. You've got to put it in a box. Okay? It's one that's really hard to tear apart so that one of these postal employees doesn't stick it in his pocket. Okay? So you have to overpack your package, which costs you more to ship it because the Postal Service turkeys are stealing it. Not all of them, but enough to make it very expensive to be in business to try to ship through the United States Postal Service through the Springfield hub. We know this for a fact. And we know that packages are going in and not coming out. And they're saying, well, it's gone. It's gone. Is it lost? No. It's stolen. That's the USPS. We'll be right back. Another thing that's wrong with America.
Fresh Liquid Way was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Way to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Way supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rick Miller's with us. DocRam.com, also RichardAllenMiller.com, RichardAllenMiller.com. Rick, many years ago, I remember something that was a lot of fun. It was a great learning experience for one of our boys and me. And it was called the Pinewood Derby. This relates to physics. The very first Pinewood Derby was held in 1953 in California by a Cub Scout pack. And the idea was that you take a block of pine wood, a very small block of pine, and the dimensions were constant. And you'd get four wheels and four nails, and each one of these nails would act as an axle stub. And the idea was you could put the axles on this piece of pine, you could put the wheels on it, you could shape it, you could paint it, you could sand it, you could do lots of things to it, but there were certain rules that you could not violate. For example, the finished car must use all of the pieces, all nine pieces that you got. The four nails for the axle, the four wheels that came with it, these little plastic wheels, and the piece of wood. Now, you could reshape it, you could paint it, you could experiment with aerodynamics, you could experiment with, you know, making the weight toward the front, the middle, or the back. You could do some interesting things, and you could see how physics would be applied, the laws of physics, to your car. Well, my son and I experimented. And we, you know, you get these nails. And we thought, you know what? I wonder if the wheels would spin easier if we lubricated them rather than have them run dry. We experimented with motor oil, like SAE 30. And we tried that, and we used the stopwatch, and we timed it. What we did was we built a ramp, and we timed this car that we built going down the ramp. And then we cleaned off the motor oil for the lubricant on the wheels, on the axles, and we tried Mobile One, full synthetic oil. So we tried thicker oil, thinner oil, and our son and I learned what a difference that makes. Then we tried a dry lubricant, which was graphite. What a difference that made. Then we said, you know what? I wonder if the little burrs on the axles themselves, I wonder if we could sand it down with very, very fine carborundum paper. Those little bumps on the axles, I wonder if that would help. And that helped. So we learned that dry lubricant, graphite, was the way to go. We learned that the axles would slow down the wheel with the little bumps in the axles, the manufacturing defects, if you want to call them that. Then we experimented with weight, putting the weight in the front, putting the weight in the back. We found out that, you know, it was better if the weight was in the front. Then we tried something that I thought was pretty cool. We said, well, what would happen if this car actually had four wheels, but only three of them touched the track? And then we found out that it would go even faster if you could keep it going straight. So there are lots of challenges with this. Then we thought, how significant is aerodynamics in this? So you'd have something that looks like a Grand Prix race car, you know, a wedge versus a box or a school bus. We found out that, believe it or not, that didn't make as much difference as the lubricant on the wheels. And then we found out that what was really also important was the weight of the wheels. Now, there's no rule that says you can't reduce the weight of the wheels by removing material from the outer circumference of the inside of each of these plastic wheels. So if your wheels were lighter, you had more rotational efficiency. If your axles were smoother, you had less parasitic drag, right? And so we experimented and we learned all kinds of cool things that our son is applying to what he does on the farm today. Interesting. But, you know, when we went to the ultimate race, you know, where my son's car that he and I worked on, and it wasn't like Dad built his car. It was like we worked on it and tried these things together. Did I know that thick motor oil would slow it down? Of course I did. But I wanted our son to see that, okay? So he experimented with that. But other dads, you know, had lathes, and they could really make the car for their sons. And they did. And they looked fantastic, way better than ours. But the sons really didn't build them. And if you wanted to, you could buy one ready to race for $200 as a kit. It's not fair, right? That's what happens.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Parts of the Carolinas are now gearing up for as much as 40 inches of rain from Hurricane Florence, which is expected to make landfall somewhere near the North and South Carolina border late today or early tomorrow. It has now been downgraded to a Category 2 hurricane, but South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster says it doesn't mean you should let your guard down if you're in its path.
It could pick back up, and as we have been predicting, this hurricane is unpredictable. It seems to change a little bit here and there. It's making predictions very difficult.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is scheduled to vote today to send Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court nomination onto the full Senate, though Democrats on the committee are expected to request a one-week delay, which will likely be granted under committee rules. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
You've got your. Take my.
When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So we're talking about the Pinewood Derby as an example of a typically a parent and a son in Cub Scouts learning about physics, learning about competing, learning about doing a better job, learning about doing the best you can, applying what you've learned to a competition. And so you don't have to be stronger in this particular race. You just have to be clever, and you have to be diligent, and you'll learn about gravity, because gravity powers these cars. It's as simple as that. So what you want to do is use gravity to your advantage and overcome some of the effects that will slow your little nine-piece project down. But, you know, if that's too much work and you have lots of money, well, you can go to the Internet and buy a car ready to go, complete car, ready to race, for between $100 and $200. But that's not the point. The point is, well, that is, I guess, part of the point. Some people are doing that. So is that fair? That violates the spirit of the Pinewood Derby. The idea is father and son typically work together to build the vehicle that is going to be raced, and it's going to be their car, their design. They figured this out, hopefully on their own. So, Rick, we seem to have lost that kind of spirit in America, you know.
Well, I can make a comment there. Yeah, I pulled off my bookshelf here. Yeah, I pulled off on my bookshelf here a thing from 1925. Now, mine's 23, excuse me. Woodland Tales by Ernest Thomas Seton. Seton was, it was in six volumes. It's the birch bark edition. There were six volumes that later became a single volume Boy Scout manual. And this was in 1913, and then it led to 1923. And that's where I learned my wood lore. And going to Boy Scout camp, building racing cars, and a little boy mechanic, and the boy scientist. And today, the whole idea was where the father is acting as a facilitator, and the child does his own learning. And that's where we have lost our children and the spirit of America, where the race car had certain kinds of designs on it because I thought it would be cool. Not just to go faster, but look good, too. And I wanted my racer. So when I was in Boy Scouts, I did Cub Scouts, I did Boy Scouts, I did Sea Explorers. And I remember when the Navy at Sandpoint, Washington, gave my troop, Troop 188, a 48-foot lifeboat. And the next 2 years, 14 of us, spent almost every day, just like Gibbs on NCIS, turning that old lifeboat into a 48-foot twin-masted schooner sloop rig with a centerboard. And we took that thing when we finished it in the outer straits from Seattle all the way up to Alaska. I was yeoman. Now that's the way scouts used to be. It was a way of life.
Yep.
It was a way of being.
Yeah. And, the Boy Scout motto's, you know, pretty good.
Thrifty, reverent, brave, obedient, yeah. Good luck with that one.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And that's why we are here at the street. I remember when I was a young kid, and I was at a crosswalk in Seattle, downtown Seattle, I would go across in traffic to help an older woman across traffic as a Boy Scout. It's different today. The values are different. The needs are different. The universe is different. And you can see that with what you were talking about, which is, customer service. This customer service is no longer there to serve you.
How about this hurricane?
Jeopardy, yeah.
How about this hurricane that's going to bear down on Georgia and North Carolina, South Carolina and Virginia, maybe even going into West Virginia. If you want to learn how to be thrifty, that's a great way to experience it. You know, so many people are going to run out of almost everything. And someone takes a big gulp out of that water that you've got remaining, and there's going to be some problems, right? Rick, for the life of me, I don't get it. I've been reading the stories about the Internet, and you know, people are going to Home Depot, and they're buying plywood, and they're buying water, and they're buying water, and they're buying more water, and they're buying more water, and they're getting gas cans for their generators. And the thing I don't get is, How come they didn't do all this before? You know, before it was panic time. And how come people don't say, you know what? I think this storm's going to be really bad. The governor's saying there needs to be evacuations. The president's saying it's going to be a bad storm. The news is saying this is going to be terrible. People are going to die. There's going to be power outages for weeks, if not months. And people are saying, well, let's have another beer. I mean, I can't believe it. I just can't believe that people aren't smart enough to get out of the way.
Well, that's because they're not human.
I had a friend.
I'm just kidding. Well, you know, I have to wonder. It's interesting.
I have a friend.
Serving protection.
He wanted to buy an investment property, you know, in the Carolinas. On one of those islands. And he said, what do you think? And I said, you know, the sea level's rising. This thing's probably going to wash away in your lifetime. You know, depending on how long you want to keep it. Do you really want to do that? And so it might wash away tomorrow. Literally, tomorrow. So I don't think he bought it. It was a lot of money. And you know, I've been to the Carolinas. I've been to the islands there, and it's really nice to look at and get out of there because nothing lasts very long there. For example, if you need air conditioning, if you have a place on the coast, but the water is so salty that it eats the aluminum fins on your outside air conditioning unit. Okay? It eats the nails. So you've got to use galvanized nails, and they'll last for a while. People are building homes on stilts. I mean, two-story stilts, which is crazy. Why would somebody build something up in the air that they know that they have to do that because it could wash away? Why do that? Why risk it? Why not move inland where the water isn't going to take down your buildings? I don't get it. I really don't get it. I think it's nice to look at the ocean and go home.
But well, that's why people drive different kinds of automobiles, and the two automobiles are equal in performance, and one is 9 times more than the other. That's my 280Z, but it was a Datsun compared to a 911 Porsche. And I could outperform it, and it was 9 times cheaper. Why would anyone buy a Porsche? Because status. It had nothing to do with practical. And that's something I see out of California values. People that, and when I say California, I live here in Grants Pass, Oregon, which is on the California border, and we were, or at one time, you know, a bunch of survivalists. You know, the Free State of Jefferson, the idea of the Ku Klux Klan and paramilitary and the rest of it. And then Californians started coming up here because the land was cheaper. And what happened next is I started seeing the way they drive of me first. Rather than, you know, like at a four-way stop where you have rules of engagement. And the value system of me first. I now understand why people carry weapons. I had a kid come up to me and wanted to hit me. And I dared him. Because it isn't what I'm going to do. It's what happens next when they call it senior abuse. I've had enough of everybody and their values like that, and now I am challenging people. And I don't want to be like that. I don't want to think like that. I want to get along with everybody. But I remember the movie Mars Attacks when, you know, the President of the United States goes up to the alien and says, why can't we all just get along? And the alien cried and then laughed, killed him. And, you know, irony. That's what it is. It's irony. Values aside.
You mentioned.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
You mentioned Porsche.
Oh yeah. Well,
Have you been in our barn? You probably haven't.
Oh yeah, I've been in your barn. Yeah.
But
yeah, beautiful. Yeah, you know what you've got in there. All those Ferraris.
We still have. Well, we still have three Porsches left. And in our family, I'm talking about, if you include my mom and my dad and me and our sons, we've had a total of 8 Porsches. There's 3 of them left. And we didn't have any of the middle range Porsches. We had the bottom and we had the top, and we bought them all used, and the prices when we bought them were ridiculously low. Let me give you an example. So my mom, my dad, and I all had Porsche 914s. Those were our first Porsches, starting at 1.7 liters, 1.8 liters, and 2 liter engines. And they're like $2,000. And they were great because they had Michelin tires on them, and they had skinny tires with a large diameter. Those tires on the Porsche 914s would last 100,000 miles. Literally. And the engines would go, I guess, about 300,000 miles. They were air-cooled. And if you change the oil regularly, they were great. And you could buy them, use them for years and years and years, almost do no expensive maintenance, so just regular maintenance, and sell them for more than you paid for them. I'll tell you the rest of the story when we come back.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So Doc Ram and I are talking about Porsches.
I need to interrupt for a minute, if I could. I need to interrupt. Just something that just came across. The Alamogordo Observatory has just closed down for security reasons. This is a warning on what's about to happen with our sun. It just came
that's
over.
That's what I was talking about. Yeah, that's what I was talking about in the beginning of the broadcast.
Yes.
The sun. Mm-hmm.
There's something about to happen, and the Alamogordo one has just closed down for security reasons. They won't even say why.
Right, and there are black helicopters flying over it, and the feds will not release what's going on. That's correct.
I believe we are about to have an event. That's me saying it.
Rick. All right, I don't have an observatory here at the farm, but I do have some equipment that is measuring the solar output. And I've got to tell you that I've got a problem. We are generating at times when there's no clouds in front of the sun, between us and the sun. We are generating so much electricity through our solar panels that I have to increase the gauge of the wire because they physically get too hot now. And I've sized them correctly. So now what I have to do, and I have a fan running on our charge controller, which was controllers, which are designed to operate without fans to keep them cool so that they won't overheat and fail prematurely. So, yes, something is happening, and we are setting records with the amount of electricity that we are generating here at the farm. While it's nice to generate lots of electricity, it's concerning to me. So, back to the Porsches, I mentioned that I learned early on that if you buy an American car, it will lose value very, very, very quickly. But if you bought back in the 70s when we started buying this type of in the 70s, the Porsches, used Porsches, like a 914, which was the entry-level Porsche, little four-cylinder air-cooled, removable hardtop. So it was kind of a convertible and a hardtop at the same time. Two people could lift off the hardtop in 1 minute, put it in the trunk, and off you go. What a great car, 30 miles to the gallon all the time. Wasn't all that comfortable, but it sure was fun and economical. Well, we'd buy them for around $2,000, maybe a little bit more, ride them for years and years and years, not have to do anything. Sometimes we'd have to put brake pads on them, certainly change the oil, but pretty much that was it, okay? And oil filter, of course. And they would sell for more than we bought them for. And right now, I'm looking at one of those Porsches, kind of like the one that I used to have, 1973, Porsche 914. I paid $2,000 for it. Right now, it's selling for $24,000. Another 1972 for $19,900. Those are asking prices. So here's one that's more reasonable, 1975 for $7,900. Now, that seems like a lot of money for a car that used to sell for $2,000. So anyway, that's it for the 914s. And then we had some other Porsches, 928, which was their most sophisticated model at the time. And one of our boys, you know, didn't want to buy a car. I didn't understand that. And then he said, I think maybe he was 18 or 19. He finally said, I saved up some money and I want to buy a car. And I said, okay, what are you thinking? He said, well, I found this really neat car. It's a Porsche. I said, okay, which one? 928. He said, but that's not what's really neat about it, Dad. It used to belong to Ross Perot. H. Ross Perot, the guy who ran for president. Well, he bought it. It's in our barn right now. So, yep, a 1970s vintage Porsche 928, one of the very earliest Porsches. And it's pretty cool. It's white with a buckskin-colored interior, and we've driven it for years and years and years. And, of course, it would sell for way more than he paid for it, way more, because he bought it for very few dollars. Why? Because nobody wanted it. Nobody wanted it. So Porsches, at that time, you could buy very, very inexpensively. So it's not like we've got millions of dollars in Porsches. That's not the case at all. But they keep going up. So is it better to put your money in the bank at 0.001% interest? Or is it better to put it in the cars? Well, to me, yeah, the answer is kind of simple. I'd rather have an old collectible Porsche appreciating rather than having money in the bank. Hardly doing anything. So we'll be right back. Doc Graham and I. This is USA Prepares.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.